Two things. I got a text Friday from this one right here. Got a text. I had two things I had to do. Number one, I had to take her to Cracker Barrel, and then I had to take her to Cold Stone and get some ice cream. Beautiful day. So there was two things I had to do. It was on my list. If mama ain't happy, all right. And so two things I had to do. It's kind of funny. I was kind of thinking about what to talk about this week. And I was like, Lord, what do you want to talk about? God said, there's two things I want to talk about. I said, oh, okay. You know, on earth, this is number one. For eternity, he's number one. And God said, there's two things I want you to talk about. All right. And these are things that he has been talking to me about. And I really, he was hitting me. And I don't know, it might touch you, but I just want to tell you what he said to me, because he said, Van, I want you to get this in your spirit. These two things, I wanted you to get this in your spirit. Numbers 7:23, verse 19, I think it is. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. God doesn't lie. God's word is true. Everything he said in his word, anything he said in his word, anything that Jesus said, God said in his word, is true. God's word is true. He does not lie. He's not a man. He's not like man. He can't lie. I'm a man. And I can be sincere. I can say to Jackie, hey, listen, I'm going to take you out to eat. Or I'm going to take you to Disney World. I'm going to take you on a trip. And I'm going to do it. And I can mean it. I can be sincere. But because of time, something could happen, or because of trouble, something could come up, a storm or something could happen, and it could throw everything off. I meant to do it. I wanted to do it. But because I'm a man, I can't control time, and I can't control trouble, and boom. A trip we had planned or something I wanted to do for her won't happen. And I didn't mean to lie. I meant to say, but just circumstances stopped me. Well, nothing can stop God. Time can't stop God. Trouble can't. When God says something, he can make it come true. God does not lie. God's word is true. Holds to it. And he said, Van, he was talking to me earlier. He said, you got to get this in your spirit. I don't lie. My word is true. Well, you know how God, I don't know if y'all know it or not, God can read your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking. And so I was like this. There's a verse, I don't know if you might remember the verse. Hebrews 13:5, it says, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And God kind of caught me. He said, you don't believe me. You think I'm lying. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come here, Jack. On earth, this is my God right here. Okay? This is my God. When she said, yes, I'll come, and Van, I'm going to spend forever with you. All right. We're in relationship. This is her. When I'm with her, there's joy, there's peace, there's comfort. We talk. I'm in her presence. Everything is good. She's right here. She didn't go nowhere. I serve, I help, because I'm in her presence. I'm with her. She didn't go anywhere. She came with me. She stayed right here. She hasn't left. She's sincere. She's real. I know that. Now, there's a problem. Because sometimes, here's what happens. I'll go over here, and I'll start to act crazy and act stupid and do something that ain't right or think something or act a certain way, and I'm over here. She didn't move. She didn't go anywhere. I went somewhere. But because I'm over here, I don't feel her presence. Because I'm over here because of what I've done, I don't feel her joy. I don't feel anything. And I get over here, and the world kicked my butt. And I'll be like, God, I thought Jackie was with me. I can't feel Jackie. Where's she at? I don't know where. I thought she was going to be with me. No. She didn't leave.
I left.
We're in the presence with God. When you're in the presence of God, there's love, there's joy, there's peace, there's patience, there's kindness, there's goodness. There's His forgiveness, there's repentance. All of that is right there. When I'm with God, God, and God came to me. I didn't come to Him, He came to me. And God's right here. Everything He's said, He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I'm standing right beside you. You stay with me, I'll stay with you. Oh, but I get angry, and I get mad, and I get upset, and I get unrepentant. I get an attitude, and I get nasty, and I get ugly. And I want to complain rather than praise. I want to talk junk rather than give Him praise and glory and thank Him. And I get over here. And when you're over here by yourself, guess who will kick your butt? It's called the devil, the snake, Satan, demons. And they start kicking my butt. And I'm start, and in my mind, I say, where God at? He said He'd never leave me nor forsake me. And I'm feeling alone and I'm feeling hurt. God right there. God didn't lie. I just moved. God didn't change. God didn't go nowhere. But in my mind, I'm like, God lied. He ain't it. Van, God didn't lie. If it's something that ain't right, something's going wrong, you need to check who. Thank you, Jack. So God had to give me, He said, Van, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. And if you feel like I ain't around tonight, then you need to get closer to me. You need to get back with me, because when you're in my presence, I got you. I don't lie. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Okay. And God was like, Van, get that in your spirit. I don't lie. Also getting, because there was another thought came to me. I don't know if you know Matthew 7:7. Asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be opened unto you. And God caught me, because I was like, you know, He can read your thoughts, even though you try not to think that. He read it. You think I'm lying, Van, because I know you done asked me some things. I know you've been seeking for some things. And I know you've been trying to knock on the door or something. And you think I didn't hear you. And so you think that verse is lying. You think I'm like man that I lie. No, I don't lie, Van. Whatever I say, I mean. If I say it in my word, I'll do it. Time can't stop me. Trouble can't stop me. I'll do what my word says. You ask, I will give. But I need you to understand something. I'm a father. I'm the parent. You're the child. I brought you in this world. You didn't bring me in the world. I brought you in this world. I understand. Yes, if you ask, I will give. But I control the time. God is not the child. I'm the child. He's the father. God, I want a car. I want license and I want a car. I'm 2 years old. I go to my father, I want a license, I want a car. And God says, okay. 13 years later, God gives me license and car. But I'm mad, I'm fussing because I didn't get it when I was two. Well, God waited until you were the right age. God ain't going to break the law. God ain't going to do something to hurt His children. He controls time. He knows. He heard you. I'm the parent. God is the parent. We're the children. Yes, you can ask. Yes, you can seek. Yes, you can knock. You can do that. But I'm the parent. I will let you know. And just because I didn't move on your schedule, you got to. We live in this narcissistic millennial time where I want what I want right now. That don't go up in heaven. Ain't nobody spoiled in heaven. God is the Father. And then when He says
this is what we do. Everybody, all the children do it. No spoiled children up there. It's on his time. It's the way he wants it, when he wants it. Yes, he said ask. Yes, he said seek. Yes, he said knock. And he will answer. He will keep his word. But he runs the show. He's the parent. God had to open my eyes. Okay, thank you, Father. I got it. If I ask, you'll give on your clock. I just got to wait on your clock. I understand. I'm the child. You're the parent. You see more than I see. Those of you who have kids, you know what I'm talking about. Kids can't see nothing. They see about this far. You can see way down there. That's like our Father. First thing he said, Van, get this in your spirit. I don't lie. I don't lie. Second thing, I wore this on purpose today. Wore this. Track season is. All right, it's track season. And I'm coaching. We got them out there. They're out there running. Paul talked about it. He says, I've kept the faith. And he said, I'm going to finish this race. I run it by faith. He said, and I've run the race. This is a race. I've run it. I want you to run. And here's what God said. He said, man, get this in your spirit. I want you to run. Tell y'all, I want y'all to run. I want you to run. First thing I want you to do, that's what a track coach tell you to do, run. It's crazy because I have track practice. I come out, and it's already started. All right? Track practice, come out. Kids come to me and say, what are we doing today? We running. We got to run. Three things. God said, get this in your spirit. Number one, run to God. Don't run from God, run to God. There are people who run, even myself. Sometimes I have run from God because of embarrassment, condemnation, I failed, fear, doubt. People done criticized me. And so instead of running to God, I run away from Him. Don't let anything stop you from going to God. Your mistakes, your mess ups, your sins, your problems, your issues, your failures. Run to God. Whatever it is, run to God. Get in trouble, run to God. Get hurt, run to God. Run to God first. Yes, you can use doctors and other people and psychiatry. You can use that. No problem with that. But who's the first one you run to? As soon as trouble happens, run straight to God. Somebody, you looking for somebody to help you out? Go get that help, but run to God first. God, hey, I'm in trouble right now. I need some help. Let me run to you first, and then I'll run to God. That's what I heard him say. Run. Van, run. He's getting me. He's been on me. Van, I know you got issues. I know you got friends and whatever, and I know you want to talk to them and get them to help you. That's good, but run to me first. Run to God. Number one, run to God. Number two, run for God. Run for God. When I used to run for myself, I used to run for myself. I ran. I mean, what do I mean by running for myself? At one point in college and stuff, right, when I first got there, I thought I was going to be a rich, famous football player. And so I ran hard for me. Because I wanted the fame, I wanted the glory, I wanted the power, I wanted the money. I ran hard. I had broken ankles, messed up knees, snapped fingers. I got knocked out too many times. Well, I'm crazy now. I got all kind of stuff, man. But I ran. I kept running because I was running for me. I wanted to be famous. I ran for me. I did it for me. I ran for me. I worked out hard. I did all kind of stuff for me. I was running for me. And so I took all kind of pain and all kind of suffering, all kind of stuff because I was doing it for me. Because it's something I wanted. Now I want God. And God's saying, run for me. Run for me. Whatever the pain, the suffering, whatever you got to go through, run for me. Don't run for you. Run for me. Whatever I go through now, I'm running for him. Whatever I got to face now, I'm running for him. Run for God. I'm running for him. I notice when I'm running for him, I don't get envious and jealous anymore. When I was running for me, I get envious. Oh, man, I want what they got. I don't have what they... And I got envious. When I'm running for God, I ain't worried about it. When I'm running for me, I always want a pat on the back. I want you to see what I did. I want recognition. When I'm running for God, I already know God can see everything I'm doing. And he records it, and he's going to reward me. I ain't got to run. I ain't got to worry about recognition. I ain't got to worry about y'all patting me on the back. I already know he sees it. I'm running for God. Run to God, run for God, and run with endurance. Last thing. Run with endurance. I am, right now we're trying to teach the kids when they run track to run all the way to the end of the line. Run all the way. Line right here, run all the way through. Here's what they do. The line right there, they're running hard. And then they'll slow down. And they go across the line. And so we're on and we're yelling at them, stop! Don't you stop until you get past this line. Run with endurance. Run all the way to the end. To the end. Run with endurance. Run till it's over. In Christianity, you run till you die. You run all the way to the end. You don't stop. You run to the end, you die. Jesus ran all the way to the end. What happened? He died. Paul ran all the way to the end. What happened? You die. You run all the way to the end. You don't get to the end and slow down. For God. Now, you might do this for a job. You might do this for the military where you retire. You can retire from a business, you can retire from a military, you can retire from something, you know, in a ministry or denomination, you can do that. You can retire, but you cannot with God. You run to the end. You run until it's over, until there is no more life. To the end. God has already told me. He said, Van, you're going to run to the end. You don't get to retire from God, from the things of God. You don't get to retire. Way back, got out of college, put me in home for Butte Children. I ran hard. I think I did that for about 6 months. God put me in Florence, East Florence Mission, 10 years, run. Come here, teach my people, run. Come here. I'm going to run the Father's house as far as I'm going to tell you. Ain't nobody comes. I'm going to keep running. I'm supposed to run a home for abused children. I'm going to run. After that, I don't know what I'm going to do. Whatever God has for me, I'm going to run. I'm going to run till I die. When I'm dead, then I can say, in other words, run all the way to the end. Run till you finish. God got something for you. As soon as you finish whatever you're doing, God got something else for you to do. He wants you to run all the way to the end. Run. Get that in your spirit. God doesn't lie. God wants us to run. Does that make sense? Father, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're our God. I thank you that you're our Father. You care about us. You're going to take care of us. You don't lie. Your word is true. And Father, I want to run for you. And I want to run for you all the way to the end. Lord, we thank you. You're a good God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed today.